Shalom Aleichem. Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim, Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are in Perek He Halacha Beis B'Siyata Dishmaya. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, the fourth Shir. In the previous Shir, we established the Yesod that the point of the Urim V'Tumim is not to establish anything. In other words, when we want to be Marchiv Yerushal, the Azorah, so you need the Urim V'Tumim, but that's only after the Kohen, the Melech, and the Navi, and the Beit Shoshim Ve'echad, after they say that their Koveya, that you should expand the Azorah, their pole, the Kiddush, or the city, then the Urim V'Tumim gives an ishur, like it gives the stamp that they can do it. But the actual kviya is not done by the Urim V'Tumim. That was the Yesod HaDvarim. Because we said that the Din Urim V'Tumim is not a Din Hoyroa L'Anhoga K'Nevua. Rather, the Urim V'Tumim is a Hoydo Bilui Gilui Beirul Dvarim. It reveals to us the truth, but not it doesn't establish. It's not Koveya Metzias, it just reveals to us that this is the right way. And with this, we explain the Yerushalmi, and we saw Neflaot Mamish Baruch Hashem. And now we're going to continue, take the ball and run with it, like I like to say. And again, this is based on the Torah, Main of Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol, Zecher Tzadik L'Vorach HaRev Dovid. So now we can explain the Gemara in Yuman, Daf Ayin Gimel, Tanu Rabbanan Ketzat Shoalim. There's a discussion there, how you ask the Urim V'Tumim Mishayla. And it says there, V'Hanishal Oymer, and the one who is asked, the Kohen Gadol says, Koya Amar Hashem, so said God Alev HaTzlach. If you ask one to go up to war, so said Hashem, go up and be successful. If you don't remember now, Ein Tzarech Lemar Koya Amar Hashem. He doesn't have to say Koya Amar Hashem, Ela Alev HaTzlach. The Rambam, so he doesn't say Koya Amar Hashem, Alev HaTzlach. It's Machalik Zerub Yudin Tanakame. The Rambam, surprisingly, Echos Klei HaMikdash 10:11, Paskins, like Rebbe Yehuda, that you don't have to say Koya Amar Hashem. Kohen Gadol just says that the Alev HaTzlach without the Koya Amar Hashem. So we have to understand why Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda against Das Rabbonan. Ayin Shem B'Sefer Ha'aram Uyuhiya Al Rambam. Aval Fi Dvarenu Nira Shiesod Machloket Hu Shelfi Rabbanan Geder Ha'urim V'Tumim Hu Kegeder Nevue Shehu Hora'a V'Sivui Me Hashem Mishum Kach Gam Be'urim V'Tumim Hatshuvu B'Koya Amar Hashem B'derech Tzivui Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. And according to the Rabbanan, the gather of the Urim V'Tumim is like Nevuah. That's Hoyroah, it's a psak from Hashem. And therefore, Urim V'Tumim, the answer given, the Kohen Gadol has to say, Koya Amar Hashem B'derech Tzivui Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. Mashen Kein L'ri. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not correct. It's only a Beirul Dvorim. It's answering the Sheila to show the Beirul Ha'inyan. But it's not a Psak, it's not a Hoyroi. And therefore, there's no reason to say Koya Amar Hashem. It's just a Beirul Hadol Shel Alev HaTzlach. And since Din Urim V'Tumim Osof and Navi Ein Ra'al Al-Pi, Mashin Itba'er B'Geder Urim V'Tumim Rabbi Yehuda, right, so as we explained in the previous shir, that when you have Urim V'Tumim, in addition to the Navi, so the Urim V'Tumim is just revealing. The Navi is giving a psak, is giving a hora, and the Urim V'Tumim is pshat that he's being megale, that it's correct. What was said by the Navi. So that's the gather of the Urim V'Tumim. And that's the way Rabbi Yehuda holds. And therefore there's no Koya Amar Hashem, because the job of the Urim V'Tumim is just to establish the truth, that this is giving shul, that this is the way it is. And according to the Rabban, who says they will take the Koya Amar Hashem, that's like a psak of the Urim V'Tumim, you have the kasha of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi have gefragt that after you have the the Yerushalmi that we're Marich, explain that after you have the Hevaz Hanavi, Ma Makom Yesh L'Orim V'Tumim. After the Navi Paskins, what do you need the Urim V'Tumim for? Yerushalmi, Sanhedrin 1:3, the Yenkidish Hazel B'Melech Navi V'Orim V'Tumim. Amar Reb Zeira Tani Tama Navi Yesh Kan Orim V'Tumim Lo Ma'ani Tzorich. If you have a Navi, what do you need the Urim V'Tumim for? And the answer is, you need the Urim V'Tumim. Rabbi Dorim Yitzarech Urim V'Tumim. Ma'al Mitaretz Rabbi Yehuda. Zeh Ma Shesha'alno. V'Hatshuva Hayta that the Navi is coming to Pesach Paskin. And then the Urim V'Tumim is coming to say, it's giving you sure that it's correct. We said that the Urim V'Tumim has the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, of absoluteness. Rak al yidei Urim V'Tumim u'mevuelet ha'nevuah kedim nevuas Moshe, which is required for being mekadesh the Azara. So that's pshat the Urim V'Tumim. So only according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalmi works out. But you need the Anavi and the Urim V'Tumim. But if you hold that the Urim V'Tumim are giving Halakha Pesach, what do you need both for? You already have the Navi, what's the Urim V'Tumim adding? So since the Yerushalmi only stems with Rabbi Yehuda over here, who holds that, you don't say the Navi, the Kohen Gadol doesn't say Kohen Marashem. He just says Alei Matzach, because the Urim V'Tumim's job is not to pass it, it's just to be Mevarer. And therefore it works out that you need Navi and Urim V'Tumim. The Navi is for the Pesach and the Urim V'Tumim to the Beil to make it on a level of Nevuas Moshe. So since the Yerushalmi only works according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hama passing is like Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, in the Meshech Chacham we referenced in the previous year in Pashas Tumah, he says that it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasoi, the Meshech Chacham b'Yerushalmi perek zayin diyum haloch gimel machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama. That according to the Tanakhama, Divrei Urim V'Tumim Choizrim Kinevuah, V'Rev Yehuda Polik. In other words, there can be a retraction according to the Tanakhama of what the Urim V'Tumim says, like in Nevuah, and Rev Yehuda argues. And this stems very nicely, because the Tanakhama holds Ko'amar to be given Nevuah, and therefore there's Chazara. Mashenkin, according to Rev Yehuda, he holds that it's a Beirut. So there's no Chazara, it's on the level of Nevuah's Moshe. Has that level of clarity. And the Pashas HaGemara and Yuma and Gimel on the base is Ein Divrei Urim V'Tumim Chozrim. That Urim V'Tumim, once the Urim V'Tumim says, that's it. Can't go back. There's no retraction. So again, this is like Rabbi Yehuda. It's by the Lama Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitas, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Urim V'Tumim have this status of giving an Yishur, it's a Beirul, it's an absolute clarity, and Memela, there's no Chazara, and Memela, it doesn't say Kol Amar Hashem. Kol Amar Hashem implies that it's like a Nevuah, it's a Pesach. But it's not a Pesach, it's a Beirul Hador. And that the Rambam writes that coin is maybe B'choshim B'roi B'mar Nevuah, doesn't mean that it has a din nevuah. The gilui has been nevuah by the Ruach HaKodesh. But Urim V'Tumim is not a nevuah, it's not a psak. The beirul, I'll be Ruach HaKodesh. So that's pshat in this machlokes, and that's stems very nicely with our yisod. The Urim V'Tumim is not a psak like a nevuah, it's a beirul hadavar. And that's why when they were Makadish Zazar after the Navi, you still need an Urim V'Tumim to be Mefarer. To give the Yishul and Hashemayim. In the Gemara of Basra 122a, they talk about giving the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael a go over Urim V'Tumim. Okay, Sad. The Hashbam explains that the Kash of the Gemara is if you have Urim V'Tumim, what do you need a girl for? If you have a girl, you already need Urim V'Tumim for. Maybe they contradict each other when apportioning Eretz Israel.
here it says, Allah's are Malum Shurim Vitumim, the Rashbam explains, people are masked away from having. The Iker is Begoyal. And by an order of Kal, the Dayton Shay Israel, boy, Ulam Vitumim, Kadesh Yil, Shagoyal, Oyel, Oyel, the commotion is not Vitchiba. Really, the Iker is that Eretz Yisrael is Mishalik Begoyal with ladders, with blasts. This is the Gemara that explains. But in order to make the Jews feel better, you need Ber Mitumim to show that the Gairal was correct, has divine imprimatur. And they know it's a Chaluki Yeshara. So again, you see the same Gedel of the Ur Mitumim. The Chalois is Aliyah Gairal, because the Ur Mitumim doesn't make a Chalois. That's a Nevuah. Nevuah makes a Kvir, establishes a certain Messias. Chalos. Here also the Gairal makes the Chalos. But the Din Ur Mitumim is to be Mashir, is to give the certification, the authentication, I don't know if that's a word, of what the Gairal said. Gives a stamp of approval. Together with the Urim Tum Chol Tuchta, we see that also in Kufav on the Beis and Bava Basra. Okay, so now we take it a step further. The Va'er Tayafusa Shem Gemar of Yerushalmi the Boy Beis Din. In other words, we saw in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi that you need a Beis Din. In order to go out to war. When you want to go out to war, you have to go to the Sanhedrin. You need a Sanhedrin of 71. And where is it learned from? And we also learn from that pasuk that the Sanhedrin are Nishal Urim Vitumim. And that's how the Gemara was Zeche. Gemara was Zeche, no, you're not asking the Sanhedrin whether or not to go out to war. That may be, it's going to be a whole set in the Gemara. After Gemara says, "Manan Emili," I'm going to be on Kabbalah. I'm going to be on Yamod. Who's the Melech? Who holds Israel? Itos the Sanhedrin. So you see that when it's talking about the standing before Elazar Cohen, with the Urim Vitumim, who's there? The Sanhedrin. So, and they're asking about going out to war because the Shemeshar Yetziv Asher Yavo. The pasuk is talking about going out to war. And you see, you need a Sanhedrin. So the Gemara Sanhedrin proves that you're only Yotzei Melchama al pi Sanhedrin. Shoshim ve'echad. In fact, the Gemara, no. The Gemara is Doche. B'dom le Sanhedrin u'dukam alu rachman adil ha'shai le'bor mitumim. Maybe the Torah is telling the Sanhedrin to ask the Urim Vitumim. Rashi. Ha'dukam al kekrab Sanhedrin gedola v'shim she'el Urim Vitumim. So that the pasuk mentions Sanhedrin Gedolah because the Sheol Sur Mitumim is telling us that who asked the Urim Mitumim Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin asked one of the people who asked, one of the ones who are mutter to ask, not only did I ask the Sanhedrin, but the one who was mutter to ask the Sanhedrin, the Urim Mitumim is the Sanhedrin. Not everybody can ask the Sanhedrin like we saw in the Gemara Yumanai and Aleph. But the Sanhedrin can ask. Chayin Lamelech, and Lamelech can also ask. Ula Olam, really, but not to Hedjit can't. Ula Olam, really, not to Zmachom, you have to go to Sanhedrin. But who says maybe to go out to work and go over that which is Sanhedrin? So in the Gilyon, on the page of the Gemara there, there's a little letter and it tells you to look in your mind and Gimel on the face. And that's the Mishnah, Ein Shalom El Melech L'Aveiz and Mishnah Tzibur Tzarecha. The Urim Tumim is only allowed to be asked by the king, the Aveiz, and somebody with the Tzibur needs. And then they bring this Pasuk. The Fnei, etc. Who's the Melech? V'chol Yisrael Yitaz and Mishoach Melchama. V'chol Eid is the Sanhedrin. And who says this? Rabbi Abo. So Rabbi Abo himself learns from the pasuk that from this pasuk that you ask that the Sanhedrin asks the Urim and Tumim. They have the right to ask the Urim and Tumim. Nothing about Sanhedrin going out. Yivot and Mochalal be the Sanhedrin. So how does Rabbi Abba bring a raya in Gemara and Sanhedrin to Zion from this pasuk that you only go out to Mulchama al pi the Sanhedrin when Rabbi Abba in Yuma, as the Dechi in the Gemara and Sanhedrin goes, and that's also Rabbi Abba himself in Yuma holds that from this pasuk you only learn that not that you ask the Sanhedrin to go out to Mulchama, but the Sanhedrin asks the Urim v'Tumim. Sanhedrin has the right to ask the Urim v'Tumim. Stealing on Rabbi Abba. That was the kasha that we had in the previous year. So Omer Rabbeinu, Geon Zeinu. As Me'atani Rabbi Yura, Yafutsi Shebegemor V'Yushalmi, the boy based in, Nikrot Lufnei Azar, Kohen Yamot V'Shoal. So we want to explain Yafutsi in the Gemor V'Yushalmi, that you require a based in to go out to war. Avada, the pasuk is talking about war, and that's Yamod. You should say in the pasuk, "Al piviyetu, al piviyavo." It's talking about mulchama. V'kanal mitivrei Rashi al Torah, it's talking about mulchama. V'tivrei Rama v'sefer Hamitzvos, who says it's talking about mulchama. Achein, k'siv v'chol ha'ido. However, it also says v'chol ha'ido. And what does V'chol Ha'idah mean? Like we saw in the Gemara in Yuma Sanhedrin. The Mashma Shegama Sanhedrin Shaolim. So it's Mashma the Sanhedrin also asks. Umizeh. So from this you can derive the Boy of the Sanhedrin and the Milchama. That in order to wage war, you need a Sanhedrin. What's their business? To ask this question, as the pasuk is talking about asking a question about going to war. Asking the Urim and Tumim to go to war. And it says in the pasuk, the Sanhedrin is in that pasuk. So what is Sanhedrin asking? The answer is, oh, I must be there involved in going out to war. You need to ask the Sanhedrin just before you go out to war. And that's like where we have, oh, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Rabbi Abba says that before you go out to war, you need to ask the Sanhedrin. Because this pasuk is talking about Sanhedrin, and it says they're at the Sanhedrin to ask the Urim and Tumim. What are they asking about? War. So it must be you have to ask the Sanhedrin to go to war. But from here, you also have a raya that Nishalim and Urim and Tumim, the Sanhedrin. Like we see in Yuma and Gimel and Beis. You also have a raya that it's permitted for the Urim and Tumim to ask. It's permitted for the Sanhedrin to ask the Urim and Tumim. They don't have a din of ediyot. So both are true. You have to ask them to go to war, like Rabbi Abba says, and you have to ask, and they have the right to ask the Urim and Tumim. I v'idi yikshe kukushe sagimol din kemenali din shalom asanhedrin. Barei hachab min shalom amucham b'dabai ba'urim and Tumim. מצד מוחמו, ומאיך יתאיסים מצד שנהדרן. Then we have the Gemara in Yuma, that asks, מאיך יתאיסים שנהדרן? מאיך יתאיסים that the Sanhedrin they have to ask the Sanhedrin to go to war. Maybe they don't have to ask the Sanhedrin to go to war. That's the Gemara's kasha. Who says you need Sanhedrin for Mulchama? Here, we're talking about where they're asking about a war. A war needs a return, so it's mitzvah the Mulchama. So, Mehechit Hesi needs Sanhedrin. The Pasuk is talking about war. So, since the Pasuk is talking about war, you only need the Urim and Tumim for war.
Who says that you have to ask the Sanhedrin about the war? You only have to ask the Urim and Thummim. So the answer is, like we explained, there is no Din Urim and Thummim for war. You can't say it's Mitzvah Muhammad, and therefore you don't need the Sanhedrin. There is no Din Urim and Thummim to say about the war. The job of the Urim and Thummim is to rak Yishur Shel HaKviyah Shel Eilu Sheyesh Lam Din Kviyah. The job of the Urim and Thummim is to establish, to affirm what those who have the right to establish, what those who have the right to establish that we go out to war in the first place. It's affirming what was said earlier. It's just a stamp of approval. It's not being koveh, you go out to war. It's being koveh that they have the right to say it. And it says in the Pasuk Sanhedrin. So it must be Sanhedrin is koveh. We have in the Pasuk an allusion to Sanhedrin. This is Gemara Darshins. And the Pasuk is talking about Urim V'Tumim. So what do you need both Sanhedrin and Urim V'Tumim? The Pasuk is talking about going out to war, and you have Sanhedrin and Urim V'Tumim. So it must be that in order to go out to war, you need a Sanhedrin. And the job of the Urim V'Tumim is to give a stamp of approval. So that's when you learn both. You learn where Rabbi Abol learned Sanhedrin, you learn where Rabbi Abol learned in Yuma. You learn where Rabbi Abol learned Sanhedrin, and you need to ask them the Sanhedrin to go out to war. See the actions from the Pasuk, the Pasuk talking about going out to war. We have allusion to the Pasuk of the Sanhedrin. And you also have in the Pasuk, like Rabbi Abol says in Yuma, that the Sanhedrin can be Nishal or Mitzvah, because the Pasuk is talking about being Shal or Mitzvah, and we have the Sanhedrin being Shal, and we have the Sanhedrin in the Pasuk. So you learn both, or you both not so sure himself. ומנכתיב סנהדרין בהי קרא והכוח המבוח שגם מהם להם יש דין כפי בעל זה. So since it says Sanhedrin in this Pasuk, it must be they can also establish that you can go out to war. ומאין דין שאל שום סנהדרין לא ידין שאלה על כפי עשה סנהדרין. כן, שכל השאלה כאן היא שאלה של סנהדרין על עצמם בקביעות על מלחמת רשוס. Shabbi Alfinim Minad L'Tavayu. So you learn both. Because if you were going to ask them in the first place, they would be going to ask the Urim V'Tumim. If the Sanhedrin is going to ask the Urim V'Tumim, so it must be that you ask them about war, whether or not you should wage war. So that's why both are true. The Asa Shabbi Al-Tumiyas HaGileon HaNal. So for him, fit the Tumiyah of the Gileon. The Gileon of the Gemara is the Seer of Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abol and Sanhedrin says, you learn from here, they go out to Sanhedrin to go out to war, you learn from there, and you and the Rabbi Abol says that the Sanhedrin, you learn from the Sanhedrin to be Shol of Urim and Thummim. The answer is, what are they doing here asking the Urim and Thummim? It must be that you ask them first if you should go out to war. Now the Urim and Thummim's job is to give the issue, is to give the stamp of approval. That's Mamish Gevaldik, Mamish Gevaldik. Ela, Hashem, Gemara, Dachu, Lamkol, Zeh. However, the Gemara in Yuma is Doche, and it says, Shonam Mikan Ha'ayash Yesh L'Sanhedrin Koach L'Mulchome. So it's true that the Sanhedrin has a Koach to take out to war, U'Kanal Misafik HaTaisis Yomtif. As we mentioned earlier, there's a Safik of the Taisis Yomtif, the Taisis Yomtif is Misafik. If a king is Likuva Milchemes Rishus, do you need a king or not? Maybe the Sanhedrin is enough. Maybe Ayin Aleph is enough. As Mikan Hayash Yesh the Sanhedrin Koach Milchama, Ve'al Zeh Ktiv. Shishalu Buri V'Tumim. And on that it says that you ask the Urim V'Tumim, Avo Minol and the Melech Gamkin Boi Sanhedrin, V'Shiev Shalo Hotsi Midai Bolomchem Srishus. And then the king can't do it on his own. Maybe the king can do it on his own. Maybe the king doesn't need the Sanhedrin.
So it's true that you need the Sanhedrin to go out to war. Maybe if you have a king, you don't need the Sanhedrin anymore. Because the Sanhedrin has decided that maybe Sanhedrin alone is enough, Mash. And he says, he's not sure. He says, I'll prove to you not like that, because the Mishnah repeats in the second parak, the Mishnah repeats the din of Motzim and Lachamim, which is Abibet Shalayach, in the context of the king. So it must be the Sanhedrin is not enough, you also need the king. But he's decided that you don't need the king. In the first paragraph, the king is mentioned. So what's the Gemara being doche? The Gemara is being doche. And what's the lashon of the Gemara? We already read it out before. The lashon of the Gemara is, B'dil l'Sanhedrin u'kam l'rachman adil shayel u'ol mitumim. So Rashi says that, you know why the pasuk mentions Sanhedrin? Because the Shayla Urim V'Tumim, and it's come to tell us the Sanhedrin has the Urim V'Tumim. And the Gemara is being Doche, but maybe if you ask the Sanhedrin has the Urim V'Tumim. But the Lo'il Amelini Latis L'Nolcham, maybe you don't need Rishis Sanhedrin. Maybe the king can do it on his own. That's the Dechi of the Gemara, maybe the king can do it on his own. That's why the Gemara has to bring another source from David. You need David, you also need the Sanhedrin. Avol minayman u'melach gam kim boi Sanhedrin, who says the king needs Sanhedrin? B'shev shel hoitzi midaitu l'mechem s'rishus. Maybe the king can do it on his own. Azeh v'al kochem ha'amok rak mikhod to David. So for that, you need David ha'melach. You need the Gemara's biter. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us the mark from David ha'melach. You see, you need both the Melech and the Sanhedrin. But you have a marker from this pasuk of the Din Sanhedrin of Mulcham. Maybe the Melech is enough, maybe. But Rabbi Abo holds, as is the Yerushalmi, that the Sanhedrin goes together with the king. You need both. And therefore the pasuk is coming to tell us that the melech has no koch to hold the melechon without the Sanhedrin. And therefore they're not bothered by the Gemara's kasha, because they only need the melech and the Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says, no, maybe melech alone is enough. Rabbi Avot doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Avot doesn't hold melech alone is enough. But Hakopan, we have from this pasuk that you ask the Sanhedrin, and you have from this pasuk that the Sanhedrin has the Urim V'Tumim. So again, we have from Rabbi Abol and Yerushalmi that you ask the Sanhedrin to go out to Melcham and Chashus, together with the Urim V'Tumim. That's why everyone's asking the Urim V'Tumim. And the Chi and Gemara and Yuma is, which Rabbi Abol doesn't hold out, is that maybe you don't need the Sanhedrin. Maybe the king is enough, and then the Gemara learns from another source. No, you need both the Sanhedrin and the king. And again, we saw the suffix of the Tosfos Yom Tov, if you don't have a king, it's King Ma'akif. Dvar Niflam V'Yoser, V'yesh Oz Bezrat Hashem, Yesh Od Derech Arukah Lefaneinu, Anachnu Od Nireh Bezrat Hashem. We're going to see this. It's so much more. Hope God gives us the koach, the moach, the simple sign, the financial means, everything we need in order to be able to learn through this. And then after we finish this series of shiurim and the Rambam perek hey halach beis, we have a new series on the Rambam perek hey halach beis, talking about halach moshe Sinai, with dvarim meod meod yisoriim. mashmi dagesh the kata limudas in Bezrat Hashem. Something to look forward to coming attractions. Okay, sweet friend, thank you so much for listening.